Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 260 doping violations in a single year, that's the alarming number that has catapulted India to the top of the list of countries with the highest doping risk, earning it a Category A classification from the Athletics Integrity Unit. This classification is the highest doping risk category, and it's a wake-up call for India's sports ecosystem. First, let's understand the context. The Athletics Integrity Unit, or AIU, is an independent body established by World Athletics, formerly known as the International Association of Athletics Federations, or IAF, in 2017. The AIU is responsible for managing integrity in athletics, including anti-doping, competition manipulation, and betting. The AIU maintains a risk categorization system that classifies athletes from high-risk countries for targeted testing. India's Category A classification means that Indian athletes competing in international athletics are subject to the most stringent whereabouts tracking, out-of-competition testing, and passport monitoring under the Athlete Biological Passport Program. But why does this matter? The consequences of India's Category A status are far-reaching. Indian athletes will have to file quarterly whereabouts, specifying their location for 1 hour per day, for out-of-competition testing. They will also face increased international scrutiny, with more frequent testing at international competitions. This could lead to reputational damage, not just for the athletes but also for the country as a whole. Furthermore, athletes competing under enhanced scrutiny may face funding withdrawal from federations, which could have a significant impact on their careers. Now, let's look at the data. India recorded 260 doping violations in 2024, the highest number of any country globally, with a positivity rate of 3.6%. The number of anti-doping rule violations, or ADRVs, has been escalating over the years, from 48 in 2020 to 263 in 2023, and now 71 in 2024, in athletics alone. This trend is a cause for concern, and it highlights the need for a more robust anti-doping framework in India. What makes this significant is that most violations occur in strength and endurance sports, where performance-enhancing substances offer the greatest competitive advantage. A significant share of violations involve supplements contaminated with banned substances, an issue that the Sports Ministry is addressing through a certified supplements program. The National Anti-Doping Agency, or NADA, is under pressure to expand its testing infrastructure and education programs to combat this problem. Now, let us turn to the historical context. NADA was established in 2005 as India's National Anti-Doping Organization. However, it was only in 2022 that the National Anti-Doping Act was passed, aligning Indian anti-doping law with the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, Code 2021. The Act establishes the National Anti-Doping Tribunal, or NATH, as a quasi-judicial body that hears cases brought by NADA against athletes with ADRVs, issues sanctions, and provides a legally defined appeals pathway. The World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, is the international body that maintains the prohibited list of banned substances, sets the WADA code that all sports federations and national anti-doping organizations must follow, and manages the Anti-Doping Administration and Management System, or ADIMS, which is the global database for test results and whereabouts. WADA is headquartered in Montreal, Canada, and was established in 1999 following the Tour de France doping scandal. India has had periods of WADA non-compliance, including a temporary suspension of the National Dope Testing Laboratory, or NDTL, accreditation in 2019 to 2021 due to technical non-compliance. However, the 2022 Act and the restoration of NDTL accreditation have improved India's compliance status. Now, let us discuss the proposal to criminalize doping. the Government of India is considering amendments to the National Anti-Doping Act to make doping a criminal offence, not just a sports violation. This would allow for the prosecution of coaches, support staff, and suppliers who provide banned substances, creating deterrence beyond sports bans. The argument in favor of criminalization is that sport bans alone don't deter coaches and drug suppliers who profit from doping. Criminal penalties would target the supply chain, including labs producing banned substances and coaches administering them. However, there are also arguments against criminalization. One concern is the risk of overcriminalization of athletes who may have taken contaminated supplements unknowingly. Strict liability in anti-doping, which holds athletes responsible even for unknowing ingestion, conflicts with criminal law's requirement of intent. Additionally, young athletes from low-income backgrounds may face disproportionate consequences. And here is something that surprises many students: the supplement industry is largely unregulated in India, and many supplements marketed as herbal or natural contain banned steroids. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, or FSSAI, has limited capacity to screen sports supplements for banned substances. This lack of regulation creates a significant challenge for athletes who may unintentionally ingest banned substances. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India recorded 260 total anti-doping rule violations in 2024, the highest globally, with a positivity rate of 3.6%. The ADRV trend shows an increase from 48 in 2020 to 263 in 2023 and now 71 in 2024 in athletics alone. India's Category A classification subjects Indian athletes to the most intensive testing. The AIU, or Athletics Integrity Unit, is the independent body established by World Athletics in 2017. NADA, or the National Anti-Doping Agency, was established in 2005 and has statutory status under the 2022 Act. The National Anti-Doping Act, 2022, is India's first dedicated anti-doping legislation, aligned with the WADA Code 2021. The NATA, or National Anti-Doping Tribunal, is a quasi-judicial body for doping cases, with appeals going to the Court of Arbitration for Sport, or CAS. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to the syllabus for General Studies Paper 2, which covers governance, transparency, and accountability. It also touches on the importance of sports in national development and the need for a robust anti-doping framework to ensure fair play and protect the health and well-being of athletes. In conclusion, India's doping crisis is a complex issue that requires a multifaceted approach. The government, sports federations, and athletes must work together to combat doping and promote a culture of fair play and clean sports. The classification of India as a Category A nation by the AIU is a wake-up call, and it's essential to address the systemic factors driving India's doping problem to restore the country's reputation in international sports.